Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, partly cloudy sky and 67 degrees. A Wichita woman has died after her Jeep Wrangler slid off a cliff in Chaffee County, Colorado. According to Chaffee County Sheriff John Spezzi, 43-year-old Jennifer Lynn Orr of Wichita was driving her Jeep in a caravan of several other Jeeps when the vehicle went off the road and fell 600 feet. Investigators say Orr tried to drive over a large rock that was in the middle of the road when the Jeep slid and fell down the slope. The polls closed Tuesday night, but we still don't know who will be the Republican candidate for governor in Kansas. Governor Jeff Collier and Secretary of State Chris Kobach are separated by only 191 votes. Thousands of votes have yet to be counted. Ballots that were postmarked by Tuesday have until Friday to be delivered to the election officers, and provisional ballots will be counted next week. Neither candidate is conceding. Governor Collier says he's focusing on the next step in the race.
We're going to be waiting to see how this all comes together. And we're hopeful. And to be honest, we're very optimistic that those votes will continue to come in on our side just as they did yesterday.
Kobach is also optimistic about the outcome.
But this is a very close race, and so I am being fully realistic that it is possible and saying this is a tentative victory, and we are just going to move the baton down the track.
Once the count is complete, either candidate can request a recount. The cost of that would be the responsibility of the candidate making the request. The process could take several weeks. Two dead and five wounded after a drive-by shooting in northern Philadelphia. Police Commissioner Richard Ross shares what is known so far.
It appears to be a large caliber weapon, possibly a high-powered rifle. You can't really glean a whole lot from the video other than it looks like a minivan, possibly light in color. And we can't tell whether there's more than one shooter.
Police say the dead are a man and a woman ages 34 and 32. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the California wildfire dubbed the Holy Fire.
51-year-old Forrest Gordon Clark has been arrested for allegedly starting the Holy Fire. More than 6,000 acres are burning in the Cleveland National Forest east of Los Angeles. Several cabins have been evacuated and at least 12 structures have burned. Clark is being charged with aggravated arson, making criminal threats, and resisting officers.
Our strongest evidence is through our witness statements.
Shane Sherwood is an Orange County Fire Battalion chief. There are reports from a volunteer firefighter in the area that Clark ran through their neighborhood last week screaming and had sent him an email predicting the area would burn. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kansas education officials say all high school juniors in the state will be able to take ACT exams and assessments for free next school year.
The ACT Workkeys assessment measure essential workplace skills. The exams will be administered statewide in February. The Wichita Eagle reports that a Kansas Department of Education spokeswoman says the free tests are being financed through additional funding from the state legislature as part of its new school finance plan. Students pay $50 for the ACT exam and an additional $16.50 for an optional writing assessment. State officials say they recommend but not require that all juniors take both exams. Kansas students' ACT scores last year fell to their lowest point in 5 years. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time, 6:04 now, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7, 1330, KNSS. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning.
And out there in traffic right now, well, the condition's looking very nice. Traffic condition's pretty good out there. The gasoline prices still up around $2.69 a gallon. At some point, they're going to start dropping penny by penny, but right now, Most places in Wichita are still $269. If you spot a better price, you can give us a call. The traffic hotline, 869-1330. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A clear start to the day for us across south central Kansas. We should warm up to about what's typical for this time in early August. Sunny and 92 for the high. Clear and dry this evening, our low near 70. And tomorrow, a system moves in from the northwest that may trigger a few afternoon thunderstorms. Friday's high 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Partly cloudy, 67 degrees, got a south wind at 5 miles per hour. A sunny day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 91 degrees. Normal high is 92. And if you are out on the interstate on south side of Wichita, you may be seeing those lights over there at the old Joyland Park. They've had a brush fire down there this morning. Some debris and some brush blazing away. I heard the firefighters mention the Wacky Shack. Apparently some of those old buildings are still down there.
Surprised that hasn't burned down already.
Well, they're trying today to get her all taken care of. But sounds like it's a pretty good burner going on down there. Today is August 9th, 2018. On this date in 1974, Vice President Gerald R. Ford became the nation's 38th chief executive as President Richard Nixon's resignation took effect. And he has been, Gerald Ford is remembered by America as possibly the nicest man who ever occupied the White House. Apparently everybody thought Jerry Ford was just a peach. Heck of a guy.
Did not get reelected, though.
No, in 76, went to the convention. The convention, it was in Kansas City.
Yes, it was.
That year. Big year. 76 in Kansas City was a huge year. The Royals were hot. They had the convention. It was pretty cool. Kansas City had a good year. Charges have been dropped against an 11-year-old Ohio girl who was suspected of shoplifting from a supermarket when a police officer shocked her with a stun gun. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley says stunning a girl who posed no danger to the police was wrong. The encounter happened Monday night at a Kroger store. Police say the officer suspected the girl was using a backpack to shoplift when he approached her. They say the girl resisted, tried to flee before she was shocked with a stun gun. Girl was taken to a hospital and then released to a guardian. Maybe a little bit of an overdoing it there, hitting an 11-year-old with a stun gun. But, you know, an 11-year-old kid anymore, she may look like a grown-up adult. She might have muscles where, Ted, you and I don't even have muscles. Some of these kids are growing up fast and growing up big. So anyway.
Hey, there are 12, 13, 14-year-olds on the arrest sheets in Wichita every day.
Every day down there.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Well, I got an interesting article here. This is actually from the Washington Post. Nice weather may differ depending on taste, but the Washington Post has a definition, including at least partial sun, temperate thermometer readings, gentle breezes, no rain or snow, and not much humidity, and looked at which major U.S. cities can claim the most and least number of pleasant days per year. Are you ready? Nice weather days.
I think we can kind of see this coming, but go ahead.
Okay, the top five are all in California.
Of course.
Number five is Oakland with 138 days. Then San Jose. San Diego gets 178.
I was gonna say, San Diego's got to be on the list.
L.A.'s at 182 nice days a year. Long Beach, 210. Wow. Now, the worst.
Yeah, you can mitigate some of those, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Los Angeles has a ton of haze. Yeah, there are some factors that don't play into automatically loving some of that.
Right.
You're not dealing with smog and things like that.
Well, when it comes to the worst weather or the worst weather days, good weather days, number one on that list, on the downside, Anchorage, Alaska, only 20 nice days a year. 20. Honolulu has 31. It's number two on the list. Honolulu has.
Why? Just because they get a rain shower, a brief rain shower in the afternoon? This list is dumb then, if that's the case.
Brownsville,
stupid.
Texas, 32. And Corpus Christi, Texas, 36 good days a year.
This list is dumb.
Two of them right there.
This is stupid.
Good. All right, well, here's number five for you. With 38 nice days a year, Wichita, Kansas.
See, that's baloney.
We're going to have to start counting them. And how do you, you know, and again, they've got the gentle breezes. Well, the wind blows here every day. So, you know, that kind of leaves us out. We don't have any rain. No rain or snow. Well, we don't have that. And the readings get kind of high and low. So, I don't know. We just come in at 38 nice days a year as compared to 210 in Long Beach.
All right. Now, the answer to all...
I'm going
to
claim supreme BS. That's a that's a stupid list.
Yeah, it's a stupid list, but yeah, that's they're fun to do. I mean, the Washington Post decided how, which would be the most pleasant places. They're all in California, Southern California. Well, Oakland
and... Why isn't Oakland, San Jose or in the Bay Area?
Yeah, why isn't San Francisco on there? They're right next to Oakland, right?
Yeah, well, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just across the bay. They should have at least 130 or 40 days a year. So,
but they
yeah.
get, but they get the fog.
Yep.
I'm sure that doesn't play into their factor in this dumb list.
Yeah, it's a dumb list. But I thought it was interesting. Wichita only has 38 nice weather days.
So that, according to that list, Wichita and Honolulu are both equal when it comes to nice days. Really?
Well, pretty much.
That's stupid.
We actually have more nice days than Honolulu, Hawaii. That is kind of dumb. I mean,
talk about fake news.
Yeah, what is driving Honolulu on this?
Probably because they have a rain shower every afternoon.
Yeah, don't they? About every day?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay.
Lasts for about 40 minutes.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our list for today. I think it's kind of interesting. Like you say, it's baloney, but it's interesting, I guess. What else we got going on, Ted? Oh, I wanted to share with our listeners, you need to go by the Dillon store.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up their free copy of VIP Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the lady, she's playing a guitar on the front page.
Yeah, it's the current issue, August issue.
Yeah, I haven't even seen this issue yet. Are we in here any place except in the ad? We're not in the ad this time. I'm just looking to see if anybody I know.
Well, we don't have time for you to scour all 96 pages to see if we're in there.
Okay. Can I do two or three? Anyway, there's a nice ad in there for KNSS and the Chiefs, and it has the entire schedule. So
right, on a massive page. You can just tear out of there and put on
tear
your fridge. Yeah, for the football season.
Next to that ad you tore out in VIP Wichita for Stephen Ted.
A couple months ago for Stephen Ted.
Well,
pretty
soon your refrigerator is going to be completely covered with
Why
magnets
not?
And Stephen Ted stuff. Right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So that's in the VIP Wichita.
Yeah, there's your Chiefs schedule. The entire season coming up. We got,
got
20 games coming up.
Look at that. You got pictures of
Hopefully
food
more
in
than
there.
That.
Look
yeah.
at that. Wow. Pictures of food.
Oh, you're getting excited over there.
Whoa. Hello. There's a picture of a young woman who apparently is some sort of a guitar player. Never mind. All right. It's 6:18, Steve and Ted. Time for leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. We're getting to the end of the NBC World Series this year, right, Ted? Pretty close.
Yeah, but our focus tonight, of course, is game
football.
Night for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Absolutely.
As the preseason begins, the 2018 campaign is here. The preseason opener for the Chiefs is tonight up at Arrowhead Stadium as the Chiefs take on the Houston Texans this evening. The Chiefs and the Texans kick it off, and, of course, it's the beginning of a new era for the Chiefs. New quarterback Patrick Mahomes taking over for Alex Smith, who is gone from the Chiefs now. So here we go. The season begins tonight. Chiefs-Texans up at Arrowhead Stadium. We will have live pregame coverage beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will kick off at 7:30 this evening. Mitch Holtus and the crew will have the whole thing for you live tonight right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS as we begin our second season as your home of the Chiefs on Wichita Radio KNSS.
For 2 hours from now, Mitch will talk with us right here.
Yeah, we'll have a live chat with Mitch and get a game preview at 8:15 this morning. So
how about
make sure
that?
You're here for that as we get underway with football tonight. We've also got a preseason game over on KFH tonight. The Dallas Cowboys taking on the San Francisco 49ers on the West Coast at 9 o'clock tonight over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In the 84th National Baseball Congress World Series at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And we had the final day of pool play yesterday to see who would advance into the quarterfinals. The San Diego Waves got a win to advance. The Colorado Cyclones beat the Cheney Diamond Dogs. Cheney eliminated. Colorado advances. And in the late game last night that ended at 12:39 in the morning, just a few hours ago, the National JUCO team shut out the Everett Washington Merchants 8-0. Merchants eliminated. The JUCO team moving on. So we started with 30 teams. We're now down to the final 8 into single elimination with the quarterfinals starting today. 4 games. The 4 winners advance. Starts at 1 o'clock. San Antonio Angels against the San Diego Waves. At 3:30, Santa Barbara Foresters and the San Diego Stars. 7 o'clock tonight, the Wellington Heat and the Seattle Studs. 9:30 tonight, the National JUCO team and the Colorado Cyclones. There's your schedule for the quarterfinals today at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Don't forget, it's a Thursday, so it's Thirsty Thursday. There are $4 20-ounce Wichita Brewing Company draft beers at the game tonight. So, or all day. So there you go. There's your promotion for the NBC World Series as well. And all youth baseball and softball players receive free admission when wearing your team jerseys as we get into the quarterfinals today. And there's a youth jersey giveaway, and the party pavilion is open at the NBC World Series today.
So
that's what's going on for the quarterfinals, during which, of course, the Wichita Wingnuts have been out of town. Wingnuts just got done with a fantastic 3 days in Sioux City, Iowa, with a three-game sweep over the top team in the league, the Sioux City Explorers. Wingnuts scored 6 runs in the opening innings, added 3 late, beat the Explorers 10-5 for the three-game sweep, the first team to sweep a series from Sioux City this season. So big win, big 3 wins for the Wingnuts.
Right.
They are still 3.5 games back. 2.5 games back for a playoff spot, 24 games to go in the season. The Wingnuts have been to, during this 19-game road trip, they have been to St. Paul, Sioux Falls, Chicago, Gary, Sioux City. But the road trip isn't over. Now it's an off day today, a travel day, and they have to go to Cleburne, Texas to finish up for 4 games.
So wow.
They don't even get to come home. They just
good bus ride right there.
Yeah, Sioux Falls to Cleburne. So, travel day today for the Wingnuts, but they are playing well. And in Major League Baseball last night, Kansas City Royals and the Chicago Cubs. And the Royals are trying to avoid a sweep and stop a losing streak. You heard the game on KFH.
Quintana to Mondesi, who swings and drives it high in the air, deep to left center. That's a way back, and that ball is a way gone. Home run, Adalberto Mondesi.
And the Royals do avoid the sweep. Stop a 6-game losing streak. They beat the Cubs 9-0 was the final score.
Yeah.
And it's an off day today for the Royals as they are in the middle of their homestand. Don't forget, tonight, Chiefs football.
Right here.
Right here on KNSS. So make sure you're tuning in tonight as the Chiefs and the Texans play. We'll be on the air with pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tonight.
All right. The home of the Kansas City Chiefs radio home. There you go. 6:22 now, Steve and Ted. Fox News commentator Todd Starnes coming up. He's going to talk about the social media mob. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Here we come. Grab your pitchfork.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.